Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Canada. Falun Gong practitioners in Quebec held a rally and parade led by the Tian Guo Marching Band on August 16th in downtown Montreal to celebrate the 450 million Chinese who have withdrawn from the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. They called on people to see the CCP's true nature and help end its persecution of Falun Gong. Many people thanked the practitioners for stepping forward and persevering in clarifying the truth. One person said, "These people are warriors. The world needs more people like them." Elsewhere, practitioners in Toronto held a rally supporting the same goals in Clarence Square Park near Chinatown, also on August 16th. They paid tribute to all those who have bravely withdrawn from the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. They called on all sectors of Canadian society to help stop the CCP's transnational repression of Falun Dafa practitioners living in Canada. After the event, practitioners held a one-hour parade in Chinatown. The people present were deeply moved, took many photos, and signed a petition to express their support.
The United Kingdom. On August 15th, the UK's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office sent a response to the British Falun Dafa Association in light of the recent faith-based sentencing of a Falun Dafa practitioner in Russia. The office condemned the Kremlin's human rights violations and said it will investigate and hold Russia accountable for its transgressions. The letter also called on the Russian government to abide by its promise to uphold religious freedom. The UK government has actively upheld religious freedom through its positions at the United Nations, the G7, and other multilateral fora, as well as bilateral exchanges with China. The Prime Minister, Foreign Secretary, Chancellor, Energy Secretary, and Minister for the Indo-Pacific have all raised human rights issues with Chinese officials.
Israel. Falun Dafa practitioners reported that they were inspired and uplifted by the 2025 Experience Sharing Conference that took place in the city of Ra'anana on July 18th. 13 practitioners described how they applied the principles of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, in their lives to eliminate their attachments. They also talked about how they shared the practice with people and about the CCP's ongoing persecution in China.
The Netherlands. A march and rally in the capital city of Amsterdam took place on Sunday, August 10th, to call for an end to the persecution of Falun Dafa. The organizers, Amnesty International Netherlands and Human Rights Without Borders Netherlands, sent letters of support. Visitors from around the world praised Falun Dafa. The Amsterdam police expressed their support and praised practitioners for being the friendliest group they've worked with.
Saipan. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally at the Toyota intersection on August 12th to celebrate the 450 million Chinese people who have withdrawn from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. They expressed their respect for them and called on the international community to help stop the CCP's 26-year brutal persecution of Falun Gong. Practitioners held banners beside the road to introduce Falun Gong and tell people about the CCP's persecution. The event was peaceful and delivered the message of justice and peace, drawing local residents' attention. Many drivers slowed down to see what the rally was about. Some accepted flyers. Others waved, sounded their horns, or gave practitioners a thumbs up to express their support.
Germany. Member of the German Federal Parliament and Deputy Federal Spokesperson for Alternative for Germany, Kay Gottschalk, wrote to Falun Gong practitioners in commemoration of July 20th to express his support and condemn the Chinese Communist Party's persecution and forced organ harvesting in China. He also criticized the host of ZDF TV station Boomerman for negative comments he made about Shen Yun. Parliamentarian Gottschalk indicated that the state broadcaster needs to be reformed because this journalism only reports from a one-sided perspective and other opinions are discredited.
Poland. Every year from the end of July to the beginning of August, the city of Gdansk hold a traditional three-week festival called St. Dominic's Fair. It is one of the largest outdoor events in Europe. Thousands of merchants, artists, craftsmen, and collectors participate, drawing about 70,000 visitors daily from Poland and abroad. Not only is the festival a major event for this community, but it is also one of the largest outdoor activities in Europe. On July 26th, July 27th, August 9th, and August 19th, Falun Dafa practitioners set up a booth at Long Lane Square. They distributed information about the practice and its benefits. Practitioners also raised awareness of the CCP's ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa in China, which includes the regime's illicit organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. More than 1,000 people signed the petition opposing it. Many people expressed interest in the practice of Falun Dafa and wanted to learn the exercises. Some purchased a copy of the practice's main book, Juan Falun.
USA. In the state of Illinois, practitioners held a march in Chicago's Chinatown area to introduce Falun Dafa and call on the public to help stop the CCP's persecution and transnational repression. The procession was led by practitioners carrying informative banners and was followed by a tang drum team, float, exercise demonstration team, and a commemoration team, paying tribute to the practitioners who were persecuted to death for their faith in the practice. A rally against the persecution was also held in front of the Chinese consulate on August 16th. Falun Dafa practitioners did the exercises and raised awareness of the persecution and transnational repression. By displaying banners, informational boards, collecting signatures, distributing flyers, and giving speeches, the peaceful protest won the support of numerous elected officials, local residents, and tourists. The next day, the 2025 Midwest U.S. Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference took place. Practitioners from Illinois and nearby states attended the event. 17 practitioners talked about how they followed the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance while on their cultivation journeys. Conference attendees said that the stories resonated with them and reminded everyone to cherish the opportunity to cultivate and improve.
Indonesia. The Batam city government held a parade in the city center on August 10th in celebration of the 80th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia's independence. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to take part in the festivities. The organizing committee estimated that around 8,000 people took part in and watched the parade. The Batam mayor and deputy mayor led the parade. Behind them marched representatives from local government agencies, military units, and various communities. The Falun Dafa procession was led by the waist drum team, followed by young practitioners dressed in traditional Chinese costumes and practitioners carrying red and white balloons and the Indonesian national flag. Practitioners also distributed informative flyers about the practice. The Falun Dafa practitioners' neat and orderly formation was enthusiastically applauded by spectators, and many people took photos.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A woman in Inner Mongolia died in April 2025, 4 years after serving a 5.5-year term for practicing Falun Gong. After the communist regime launched the persecution, Ms. Wang Jingrong held firm to her faith and was repeatedly targeted and tortured. After a police raid on her house 10 years ago, Miss Wong's son confessed that she owned Falun Gong materials and other so-called evidence, evidence then used to send her to prison for 5.5 years. During that time, Miss Wong's son did not visit her once. Misled by the hate propaganda against Falun Gong, he held a strong resentment toward his own mother. After she passed away this year, her son, who still resented her for, quote, giving him a hard life, due to the repeated persecution against her, did not even change her clothes per Chinese tradition. He had the body cremated and tossed the ashes into the ocean.
A 78-year-old woman in Anhui province died on July 18th, 11 days after she was arrested for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Chang Jichun was arrested after being followed by the police while distributing Falun Gong materials. The police raided her home and released her on bail. As she was frequently harassed while serving time at home, the fear of being sentenced again took a toll on her health and eventually claimed her life. Ms. Chang was previously arrested and taken to a brainwashing center. One time at the hearing of her case, her lawyer was barred from attending. Ms. Chang ended up acting as her own lawyer and argued that no law had ever criminalized Falun Gong in China.
A woman in Shandong province was sentenced to 3 years for practicing Falun Gong. Although she was allowed to serve time at home, the authorities took her back into custody in June to re-serve the expired term. Ms. Ma Junting was already incapacitated before her latest arrest. Without proper care in prison, her condition quickly deteriorated, and she died 2 months later on August 7, 2025. She was 86. The ordeal of Ms. Ma, a retired engineer and professor from Shandong University of Science and Technology, stemmed from her arrest for practicing Falun Gong in 2018. The judge in charge of her case ordered her to serve a 5-year term. He allowed her to serve time at home due to her advanced age. Similar to Ms. Ma, two other Falun Gong practitioners were also sent to prison to re-serve expired prison terms given at the same time.
Ms. Yang Daying from Kunming City was forced to live away from home for years to avoid being persecuted because of her faith in Falun Gong. The hardship of life and mental distress over the years took a toll on her health. Ms. Yang began practicing Falun Gong in early 1999. After the Chinese Communist Party ordered the persecution, she was repeatedly arrested and given 2 prison terms and 1 labor camp term, totaling 8 years. In 2005, she was arrested for distributing slips of paper on which she wrote, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." In 2008, she was tortured in prison for refusing to give up her faith. 2 inmates were assigned to monitor her day and night. In 2012, she was taken to another prison for 3 years and again tortured. After years of constant harassment by the authorities affecting Ms. Yang's health, she passed away in May 2025, aged 76.
Minghui Summer Camp in South Korea provides encouragement for young practitioners. The South Korean Minghui Summer Camp was held in Sanchong County, South Yongsan Province from July 30th through August 2nd. 20 primary and junior high school students along with 15 teachers and parents participated in the camp this year. Camp principal Choi Yong-suk said, "I think the Minghui Summer Camp is a platform for young DAFA practitioners from all over South Korea to establish an affinity with one another. This encourages them to continue practicing Falun DAFA. The activities help them integrate truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance into their daily lives." Camp activities included swimming, watching the movie Once We Were Divine, and the video The Eternal Story. The children read from Zhuan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, memorized Hong Ying, did the 5 sets of exercises every day, and learned about ancient cultural relics that were mentioned in Zhuan Falun. Campers also learned songs, studied traditional etiquette, and participated in folk games. The camp participants exchanged their thoughts on the topic of looking within and discussed how they identified and eliminated their attachments. The practitioners wrote about their experiences and shared their thoughts about the camp. Fifth grade student Li Shanjun said, "At school, when students who spoke foul words were criticized, I would feel happy. However, after hearing the cultivation experience sharing articles on the Minghui website, I realized that I had the attachments to jealousy and a competitive mentality." Sixth grader Jing Baoming said, "Through this summer camp, I truly understand what Falun Gong is and how precious it is. I also experience the importance of one's state of mind. I want to focus when I study the Fa." A junior high school student named Kim Si-woo said, "This summer camp helped me practice diligently. Exchanging experiences with many Dafa practitioners also benefited me a lot. I learned many things here, and it also gave me the chance to take hardship as joy and become more diligent in my cultivation." Ms. Kim Song from Seoul attended the camp with her second grade son and fourth grade daughter and said, "I've always wanted to give my children the best, but I use being busy as an excuse for not properly teaching them the exercises or encouraging them to study the Fa. During this summer camp, the children studied the Fa, did the exercises, and even watched a movie and video. I feel that this summer camp far exceeded my expectations, and I am very thankful to the teachers who organized it." Jing Junsong, a second-year junior high student, said, "The holidays are very short, and we also need to study. When my mother signed me up for this camp, I initially panicked a little. Before I attended this camp, I was a bit addicted to my mobile phone. But I discovered that compared to wasting time playing with my mobile phone, studying the Fa, cleansing myself, and reflecting on myself through this summer camp is more meaningful. If the camp is held next year, I'd like to participate." Zhang Reiran, a fifth grade student, said, "I felt very happy and had a lot of fun. I also experienced many new things. Even after the summer camp ends, I will remember truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." On the final morning, the campers shared their thoughts about the camp, drawing a successful close to the experience. The students expressed their gratitude to Master Li and said they would cultivate diligently in the future.
Falun Dafa practitioners in the USA attract support during community events. The New Jersey State Fair took place from August 1st through August 9th. This event is known as the Garden State's Summer Celebration. The century-old state fair includes agriculture, equestrian events, food, family entertainment, and live performances. It attracts over 200,000 visitors annually and is one of New Jersey's largest and most popular fairs. Falun Dafa practitioners joined the festivities in order to share their cultivation practice, raise awareness of the CCP's persecution, and to gather signatures on a petition calling on the U.S. Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act. Many students visiting the fair paused to watch the practitioners' exercise demonstration and try them out. They also signed the petition. The Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP Center held a rally in front of the Queens Public Library in Flushing, New York on August 10th to celebrate the over 450 million Chinese people who have quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. A number of supporters delivered speeches during the rally, including former New York State Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy, a State University Chief Information Officer, the chairman of the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP Center, community leaders, prominent lawyers, and an army chaplain. Volunteers and representatives of the withdrawal movement also spoke. Central to each address was that the massive movement to quit the CCP is a great awakening for the Chinese people and the most effective way to peacefully dismantle the CCP. They pointed out that quitting the CCP is a moral choice, not a political struggle for power. they expressed their respect and admiration for the brave people who have quit the CCP and for the volunteers who assist in their withdrawals, especially the volunteers in China. In Boston, Massachusetts, the 55th Moon Festival celebration was held on August 10th. The event included a Falun Dafa booth, traditional lion dances, martial arts, dance performances, cultural displays, and food stalls. Visitors had a good time learning about different traditions and trying out many varieties of gourmet foods. A man named Daniels and his wife told practitioners that they had enjoyed reading the Epoch Times newspaper in the past. In support, they came over to sign the petition calling on the U.S. Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act. Daniels picked up the main text of Falun Dafa, Juan Falun, that was displayed on the table and opted to buy a copy. The New York State Food Festival, organized by the Empire State Plaza in Albany, took place on August 13th. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the practice, demonstrated the exercises, and raised public awareness of how Falun Dafa is persecuted by the CCP. Numerous food stalls representing diverse cultures lined the plaza, offering visitors a rich culinary experience. The various musical performances created a lively atmosphere. Many types of informational materials were available from the Falun Dafa booth. They included an introduction to Falun Dafa, information about how the CCP manipulates some American media to suppress the practice, and the transnational repression of Shenyun performing arts. Many people expressed their dissatisfaction and condemnation of the CCP's actions and said they supported justice and human rights. A booth visitor said she noticed a pro-CCP American media publishing misleading reports about Shenyun. Her conclusion was that the Shenyun performers' high-intensity training is in pursuit of the pinnacle of art and a voluntary choice born out of love and a sense of mission. She expressed admiration for the professionalism and dedication of the Shenyun Performing Arts Company.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.